Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cake. Humpty, yummy, humpty. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Madison get revenge on a man, Austin, say aye.
Aye.
Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we heard your man embarrassed you, and you want to get him back live on the radio.
Oh, my God, yes.
So what'd he do?
Okay, so there was an incident, not a huge, huge deal, but it was embarrassing to where there was a bathroom incident, and the toilet clogged. The toilet backed up while I was in there. It was me. I backed up the toilet.
Okay, I was going to say that. God, you were the incident. It caused an accident. Okay.
So I was having a hard time unclogging it, and so I called Austin in to come do it. He came and did it. It wasn't a big deal. You know what I mean? I was embarrassed, but he wasn't like, you know, he was like, okay, babe, it's okay, babe. It happens to everybody. Trust me. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was done. I thought it was a done deal until we had a dinner party, and somebody asked, one of the wives asked, you know, to use the bathroom, and he's like, well, use the one upstairs. Don't use the one down the hall. I don't think it's aired out yet. And then him and a couple of his friends started laughing. So obviously he had told them. And then they start making all of these jokes about, hey, I heard you're really getting backed up at work. And, you know, you're not serving fudge for dessert, are you?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ew. So the friends are over for a dinner party during the incident?
Yes. These are our friends.
Right. So, Miss Madison, question for you.
Yes.
What did you eat before hitting that bathroom? So I know to stay away from that.
Oh, my God.
Tacos.
See? You out here telling the world.
So it gets worse because this isn't like, okay, ha-ha, and they move on. It went on all night, and it was nonstop.
You in the bathroom?
No, the joke's about it.
Oh, the joke.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute, girl. Wait a minute.
Yeah, sometimes mud butt happens.
I mean, it was super, super sophomoric. It was childish. It was like they were acting like junior high boys. And I just thought it was totally classless.
All right, all in favor to get them back, say aye.
Aye!
So, Miss Madison, this is what we do. We're going to give you how many?
100 seconds.
100 seconds to convince and coax your man Austin into baby talking to you live in the radio. That way we embarrass him as he embarrasses you in front of all your friends at the house.
Nice.
All right, coming back with Madison's Cupcake Call. Morning Mess. Morning Mess here with Cupcake Call. We had spoke to Madison, and she let us know she was quite embarrassed at a little shindig they threw at their house. So she had an incident in the bathroom. Something didn't settle right. So,
oh, wow, that's a way to put it.
You know, right? You know, she's in the restroom, and, you know, that most embarrassing thing that could happen to anybody, the toilet clogs. She calls her man, Austin. He helps her out, unclogs the toilet. But then afterwards, as she's attending back to the party, someone has to go to the restroom, and Austin says out loud to all the mixed company, don't go into that bathroom. It needs to air out. Everyone's laughing at Madison's expense. Madison's on the line right now. Miss Thing, how we feeling?
Better now that I know he's going to get some of it back.
Some of what back? The number three?
That backsplash.
Ew!
Yeah, we're going to get some revenge. Obviously, embarrass you in front of mixed company. It's embarrassing enough. That guy's listening right now. Don't ever do that to your person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's a private matter.
So how many seconds we're going to give Miss Madison?
100.
Madison, we're going to give you 100 seconds to convince and coax your man to embarrass him back live on the radio to get him to baby talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey, hon.
I'm not feeling very good.
What's wrong?
I don't know. It's like I think I ate something, and it's like my stomach is not... I'm just... Ugh. I don't feel very good. My stomach's bothering me.
This keeps happening to you. Are you eating something new?
Don't laugh at me. It's not funny.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't feel good, baby.
can like pick you up some like saltines on the way home or something?
I need you to feel better. You know how sometimes you talk to me when I don't feel good? I need you to do that.
Talk to you? I'm talking to you right now.
No, no. Talk to me in that way that sometimes you do when I don't feel good, how we talk to each other.
I'm at work. I can't talk to you like that. People are going to laugh at me. Hold on. Let me get into a different room. Like,
won't you tell me hush? Oh, I'm sorry you tell me hush. Can I give you little kisses to make you feel better? Can you tell me kiss? I'm going to kiss your tummy. Here comes a kissing monster.
Be careful how low you kiss. You don't want to go too low. You got to stop at the border.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Austin? Austin, you there?
Baby.
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah. This is the Morning Mass on Live 101.5. You're live on the radio right now.
No, wait. Can you turn it? No.
So, Austin, do you remember how you embarrassed your lady with the bathroom incident?
Oh, yeah. No, you mean the joke? I just told my friends that she clogged the toilet.
You humiliated me for 3 hours.
Not on the radio. I did it with just friends, you know.
I one-upped it.
You two-upped it.
Ew!
She three-upped it.
Baby, you totally deserve this. You embarrassed the shit out of me in front of all of our friends.
Words, girl.
The tacos did that.
You did do that.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.